Welcome back to the Roundtable and our broadcast from Tanglewood and specifically the Lindy Center for Music and Learning, which just had its ribbon cutting about a half hour ago. The center is designed by William Braun Associates Architects, led by William Braun and Cliff Gailey, and is the largest building project at Tanglewood in 25 years since the construction of Ozawa Hall, which was also designed by William Braun Associates.
The $33 million Lindy Center for Music and Learning at Tanglewood adds 6,000 new feet of performance and rehearsal space and is designed to play a key role in establishing Tanglewood as an all-season facility. With Tanglewood Learning Institute programming, even event rentals and concert used by the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
It is safe to say they know this place inside and out, and it is a pleasure to welcome architects William Braun and Cliff Gailey to the roundtable this morning. Gentlemen, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
A great pleasure to have you here. What is it like for you, William, to be a part of an opening like this when you've been part of this campus for so long and obviously this project?
Well, pardon me, should mention at the outset, Cliff was a young architect in our office when we got the Ozawa Hall commission. So Cliff actually cut his teeth on Ozawa Hall. So he's been part of it from the beginning, just like I have. That said, we just feel so honored that the BSO would have us back. So many institutions want to hire different architects for different kind of buildings. And for us, Ozawa Hall was a labor of love. And it's been great fun working with Mark Volpe and Joyce Lindy and everyone on this, because it is also a very different labor of love.
And I would just say, sitting here looking from the Volpe studio down to Ozawa Hall, we can certainly remember when in the late 80s, the whole Highwood Estate was simply empty of BSO presence, and the Ozawa Hall was all about creating a new center of gravity. And to be back here 25 years later feels like we're completing a project that was started three decades ago.
Do you remember Do you remember the first time you looked at the land and said, this is what it should be?
On this project?
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting story, and people are happy to talk about it. Originally, I think the symphony thought this building or this set of buildings would be down the hill near the parking lot. And when we came to look at the site before the interview and then talked about it at the interview, it became clear to Cliff and me that there were other parts of the Bernstein campus where this seemed more appropriate than back down by the parking lot. And so when we were hired, the first thing we did was take the committee and walk up the hill, kind of in 100-foot increments, to test these sites and also to move towards Highwood a little. And I think it's safe to say it became absolutely unanimous that this site was far more interesting than any of the other sites.
Do you both play instruments, musical instruments?
No, we do not. We both wish we did. Yeah.
What is it about when you come in and you're looking at a space like this? I'm interested in this idea of complementing. So complementing Ozawa Hall, which is right next door, and of course complementing the campus at large.
Well, I would say that Ozawa Hall made the first move of complementing the landscape by being positioned down the hill, not trying to dominate the landscape, but let the landscape be primary, and in fact use the slope to give the lawn audience a line of sight to the stage, which is actually quite unique for this kind of situation. And then when we came here 25 years later, it was about allowing Ozawa to be the primary part of the primary focus of this sector of campus, and this building was about creating an edge, but really an edge that was tucked behind trees, and this wonderful red oak is was part of the finding as we walked up the hill. Not only did we see visually to other parts of campus, but we had this amazing tree that we could work around with a lot of respect and safe distance to make sure that
that's never an impediment, then. That's always something that you can work off of.
Well, in particular in this case, where the landscape is really primary.
Now, I have heard over the years from architects about, client management, making sure that you keep the clients happy.
Right.
Is that something that was in play here?
Well, we firmly believe you must keep the client happy. The client knows more about the institution, its history, its ambitions than we will ever know. So on some level, it's a very important part of the iterative dialogue that takes place between an architect and a client. And we as architects should not resent that. We should embrace it and do our best with it. In this case, we had a president of the BSO, Mark Volpe, who really understood how to work with architects and understood how to be firm, but also to be welcoming of any ideas, just be very supportive. And then we had a major donor, Joyce Lindy, who also believed in the dialogue with the architect. She did not believe in telling the architect what to do. At the same time, she's got a really well-developed design sensibility. I mean, she could be an interior designer if she wanted to be. And so in that sense, Joyce started supporting a lot of our ideas, and we supported her ideas. So if an architect is careful, it does not have to be a zero-sum game with the...
Right. So here's a bad question. I'm sorry for asking it. Have you guys ever walked away from a client?
I would say we want to be make sure before getting into any relationship, all understand that it's a 3 to 6 year commitment, and hopefully more, because we'd love to be thinking about the job after the one we're talking about. So it's establishing connections that are long term, and so
I sort of didn't hear a yes or a no there.
Well, I would say we've not walked away from a commission that we've already had, but I would say we like to make sure going in that the fit is right.
Gotcha.
We'll keep going.
Yeah. Okay. we'll let that stand.
What I was trying to think about is Cliff talked about not only you're in bed with the client for 4, 5, or 6 years, even on a smallish project like this, but there is the reality that you'd love to do more work for a good client. And when we go to an interview, we talk about, we've got this list of, I don't know, 45 clients that we've done at least a second building, and in many cases, well, 4 or 5 buildings. And we're proud of that, because that's an indication to a potential new client that you know how to work with a client. If indeed you believe in the design, the quality of the design that those clients got. So it's your question is actually really important to architects.
When you look at this work as a whole, what does $33 million buy you? What did it buy the client?
I would say it bought them an incredible opportunity to extend what the BSO can do and what Tanglewood can do in terms of bringing music and ideas that involve music or involve the spoken word or movement or other things to really expand what it is that the BSO can say and the way that Tanglewood can be inclusive in that conversation.
Now, maybe this is not a good question to ask an architect, but is it possible?
But you will.
Yes. Is it possible that the buildings outpaced the mission? I don't know if you know what I mean, but there's a great deal that's going to be filled in here in terms of what can be done at the Lindy Center. One gets the feeling that that's on purpose.
Well, I would say our hope is that that there will be lots of things that are unexpected that will happen, that will grow out of this building, that a building is a work of optimism towards the future. We come at it with aspirations from the client, and but once the building is in play, we fully expect new things to be discovered and new ways for the BSO to.
But as architects, you can either, make sure that everybody stays within a certain parameter, or you can design it so it can be used for a lot of things.
We're great believers in doing the latter. That are, there's a kind of ethical or moral thing of giving a client a building that has a level of flexibility for a range of possibilities that we may never have even imagined. And if you design a building that is so constrained in what it can do, it may be doing perfectly on day one, but has no room for flexibility. I think that's a real disservice, and I think we feel very strongly about that belief that institutions evolve. Almost all our work is with colleges or cultural institutions. They evolve. The one thing we know is things will change in 10 years, and we owe it to the owners to allow that to happen. You should not just design for day one.
We talk about, obviously, how you work with the client, what they want to achieve, but also there is what your legacy of what Ron Associates is all about. How do you think this is an example and is typical of your work?
Well, it's interesting. I haven't even told Cliff this, but today someone came up to me from Baltimore, and they commented how they suddenly saw a relationship between a lacrosse center we did at Johns Hopkins and the cafe, the Cindy's Cafe, a relationship which I'm not sure we even thought of. I mean, so that's a joy that they can see an element in our work in some other building. And I say that because we are confident that whatever kind of building we will design will be well liked by the people. There's a restraint to this complex, the Lindy Center, quite frankly. There was a certain restraint to Ozawa Hall, the curved roof making the building feel lower. It wasn't trying to advertise itself in a big way, but that's still a strong building. This is about taking a program and breaking it into four pieces so that each of the pieces is small enough to be what Tanglewood's about, not what maybe our ambition is about, and to take a joy in that restraint. And then, we did come up with this idea of the serpentine walkway, which actually links it all together in a kind of lively way. So there's a piece of bravado in this, but a lot of it is restraint. And Cliff, you may want to say.
Well, I would just say that we have heard with great joy what's music to our ears, which is that the building feels like it has been here forever, that immediately feels like it belongs, it's of its place. And so for us, architecture is not about creating a monument to itself, but creating a place where magic can happen.
So when you guys were in architecture school, back in the day, did you ever think possibly that you would have reached this apex, in your careers?
I would say I had not envisioned that. I mean, it's been an incredible, joyful ride to work with Bill and the rest of our office on so many of these projects, and we're looking forward to so many more.
We know that there are a lot of very talented architects in this country who work very hard and don't have haven't had the chance to do these kind of buildings. And so to sit here on the Tanglewood landscape, recognizing that one of our first major buildings was Ozawa Hall, and how it has led over 25 years to the buildings that Cliff and I have been working on is an amazing joy. I mean, it's incredibly poignant that, you know, we were a very different firm when that was an empty piece.
Did you
of
ever
land.
Talk to Ozawa about it?
We didn't talk about that. We did meet. We spent time with Ozawa on what he thought a concert hall should be. Hmm. I mean, not in terms of direction, but in terms of size, stage size. I happened to be in Vienna once when he was conducting in Vienna, and so he said, yeah, join me after the concert. I kind of thought he'd be exhausted. But once the concert's done, he's able to be expansive. And I asked him, what about Vienna Concertgebouw?
Tangled.
No, I was, what about the Vienna Hall? Is special to you? I mean, as you stand here on the stage, what is special about it? And that was actually very, very interesting. The music Verein in Vienna.
We so want people to experience this beautiful space. There are open houses that are taking place tomorrow from 9 to 12, as well as from on Sunday from 1 to 5, and again on Monday from 2 to 4:30. So the community has a great opportunity to come out and to see the beautiful work and to see the gorgeous new center. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. William Ron and Cliff Gailey of William Ron Associates Architects. A great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find out more by going to tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.